From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Pecan producers have voted to continue their marketing order program. MorningAgClips.com reports in a USDA referendum, 63% of pecan producers voting, who represents 71% of the volume of pecans produced by those voting, were in favor of continuing the program. The marketing order authorizes the American Pecan Council to regulate grade, size, maturity, container, and pack standards for pecans grown in 15 states under USDA's oversight. U.S. ethanol exports slumped 37% in July, the lowest level since October of 2013, as former key destinations Brazil, China, and India were nearly absent from the market. For the fourth straight month, Canada was the top destination, but down 13%. Shipments over the first 7 months of the year were down 9% from the same period in 2020. U.S. exports of dried distiller's grain, the animal feed co-product generated by dry mill ethanol plants, were up 13%. With cell-cultured meat getting closer to the marketplace, the USDA is asking consumers how the high-tech products should be labeled and whether using names like pork loin and steak should be permitted. According to Agriculture.com, a Federal Register notice has set November 2nd as the deadline for public comment. Deputy Ag Undersecretary Sandra Eskins says this is an important step toward ensuring the appropriate labeling of meat and poultry products made using animal cell-cultured technology. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.